Over orchards and vineyards across the Northwest, European starlings are eating fruit, and one man has raptors for hire to scare them off.
We're not terminators. We're our job description would be more like security guards.
Correspondent Emily Schwing has his story.
It's barely 6 a.m., but Vahe Alaverdian has been out in a field of cherry trees since dawn.
Hop, hop, hop. There you go.
He's working with a fierce peregrine falcon called Shaman.
Hop.
Eventually, Alaverdian makes a special call.
Hop. Hey.
And Shaman lands to claim a prize.
Good boy. He gets quail.
The bluish gray-winged bird chows down on a chunk of raw meat, and then we climb into a pickup truck to patrol another field down the road. Birds like starlings and finches, the species that love to eat ripening fruit, are prey for peregrine falcons like Shaman. So as long as he flies here, other birds won't, and that makes Mark Roy happy. He's a fourth-generation fruit grower and a member of the Washington State Fruit Commission.
I would think that we're saving up to $1,000 a day in fruit that's not damaged.
On this day, pickers also rose early to pull handfuls of ripe cherries from Roy's trees, just outside Moxie, a small town in Washington's Yakima Valley. Roy also grows apples. He says an analysis by the U.S. Department of Agriculture showed that he was losing up to 8% of his apples to hungry birds.
So, I mean, it pays to come and to scare the birds away.
Traditional methods like scarecrows, pyrotechnics, and netting weren't working. So Roy called Alaverdian.
Well, bird abatement's fairly new, meaning like the last two decades it has really picked up. Ecologically and sustainability speaking, it's becoming more and more popular because of, you know, how green it is and how clean it is and so on.
But Falcon Force, as this business is known, isn't cheap. Shaman and the other raptors Alaverdian works with bring in up to $75 an hour. During the height of the growing season, they'll work fields for 12 to 14 hours. So a single contract could bring in $70,000.
And we'll just go to the far end here and see.
As he drives around the orchard scouting for starlings, Alaverdian says his birds likely save growers even more than what Mark Roy estimates.
Let's say we're doing wine grapes, right? So it takes $400 per acre to buy the netting. Traditionally, they net the wine grapes, right? Pay for the labor to put it on and peel it off before harvest, right?
Many wineries exceed 1,000 acres, so netting can cost up to $400,000 a year, and it's still not starling proof.
Your netting is stretched over the fruit, so it gives the starling something to bind into, hold on to, while they eat the fruit right through the netting. So they still take as much as 30% damage. Whereas with us, we can bring that down to 5 to 7% damage.
Alaverdian has been a lifelong falconer. He started doing abatement work professionally in 2009. Then, just a few years ago, people thought they had a new, modern answer to the starling problem, drones.
People said, oh, we're going to put you out of business. We've got drones. We're going to program these drones and fly more blueberries. And then what, you know?
Like scarecrows and shotguns, they didn't seem to actually scare birds away.
It's just not something that they are genetically programmed to want to avoid. It's good for 48 hours, and then you need another tool.
For Alaverdian, his tool is the kind with talons.
Hop.
In Moxie, I'm Emily Schwing reporting.